This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. CRISPR gene therapy shows promise for children with sickle cell disease and beta thalassemia. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Giorgi Kakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Strong evidence, a groundbreaking CRISPR gene therapy called exogamglogene autotemcel, exa-cel, has demonstrated significant clinical benefits for children with transfusion-dependent beta thalassemia and sickle cell disease, according to new research published in the New England Journal of Medicine. The therapy works by editing patients' own bone marrow cells to produce functional hemoglobin, potentially offering a cure for these inherited blood disorders. Key takeaways: CRISPR gene therapy exa-cel showed 95% efficacy in eliminating need for blood transfusions in pediatric patients. Treatment demonstrated sustained clinical benefits lasting more than 12 months post-infusion. Safety profile was manageable with no treatment-related deaths reported in the pediatric cohort. Study at a glance: 95% of pediatric patients achieved transfusion independence after exa-cel treatment. Clinical outcomes by disease type: percentage achieving transfusion independence at 12 months. Post-treatment, beta thalassemia, 96%, sickle cell disease, 94%, combined cohort, 95%. Source: NEJM, 2024. Georgian Medical Journal News Breakthrough Results in Pediatric Population. The Phase 3 clinical trial results represent a major milestone for pediatric gene therapy applications. Dr. Haidar Frangoul, lead investigator at Sarah Cannon Research Institute, reported that 42 of 44 children enrolled in the study achieved transfusion independence within 12 months of receiving exa-cel treatment. The therapy involves extracting bone marrow cells from patients using CRISPR-Cas9 technology to edit the BCL11A gene and then reinfusing the modified cells. This process enables the production of fetal hemoglobin, which compensates for the defective adult hemoglobin in both beta thalassemia and sickle cell disease. For more insights on cutting-edge medical research, our platform regularly covers breakthrough therapeutic development. Safety profile shows manageable risks. Safety monitoring revealed that while all patients experienced expected side effects from the conditioning chemotherapy regimen, no treatment-related deaths occurred in the pediatric cohort. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has been closely monitoring the trial data as part of the regulatory review process. Common adverse events included mucositis, febrile neutropenia, and temporary hair loss, all consistent with the conditioning regimen rather than the gene therapy itself. Long-term follow-up studies are ongoing to assess durability of treatment effects and monitor for any delayed complications. Our clinical updates section provides regular coverage of safety developments in innovative therapies. Global impact on inherited blood disorders. Beta thalassemia affects an estimated 288,000 people worldwide, with highest prevalence in Mediterranean, Middle Eastern, and Southeast Asian populations, according to World Health Organization data. Sickle cell disease impacts approximately 300,000 newborns annually, primarily affecting populations of African, Middle Eastern, and Indian ancestry. The current standard of care, regular blood transfusions and iron chelation therapy, requires lifelong medical management and carries risks of iron overload and transfusion complications. Gene therapy approaches like exa-cel offer the potential for a one-time curative treatment, which could transform care delivery in resource-limited settings where transfusion access is challenging. Among pediatric patients with transfusion-dependent beta thalassemia or sickle cell disease, 95% achieved sustained transfusion independence following a single infusion of CRISPR-edited autologous cells. Dr. Haidar Frangoul, Sarah Cannon Research Institute, and 2024. Regulatory pathway and future access. The European Medicines Agency granted conditional marketing authorization for exa-cel in adult patients earlier this year, marking the first CRISPR therapy approved in Europe. Pediatric indications are under review by both European and U.S. regulators, with decisions expected in early 2024. Manufacturing capacity and treatment center capabilities remain key considerations for broader implementation. The therapy requires specialized facilities for cell collection, processing, and patient management during the conditioning and recovery phases. Healthcare systems worldwide are evaluating infrastructure requirements to support gene therapy delivery. What this means for patients: children with severe beta thalassemia or sickle cell disease may have access to a potentially curative one-time treatment that eliminates the need for lifelong blood transfusions. For clinicians, gene therapy represents a paradigm shift from chronic disease management to curative treatment, requiring new clinical protocols and specialized training for implementation. For policymakers, health systems must prepare infrastructure, regulatory frameworks, and reimbursement strategies to support equitable access to high-cost gene therapies. Frequently asked questions: how long do the benefits of exa-cel treatment last? Current data show sustained benefits for at least 12 to 24 months post-treatment, with some patients maintaining transfusion independence for over 3 years. Long-term follow-up studies are ongoing to assess durability. What are the risks of CRISPR gene therapy in children? The main risks are related to the conditioning chemotherapy rather than gene editing itself, including temporary immune suppression and mucositis. No treatment-related deaths occurred in the pediatric cohort. When will this treatment become widely available for children? Regulatory approval for pediatric indications is expected in 2024, but widespread access will depend on manufacturing scale-up and treatment center capacity development over the following years. The successful demonstration of exa-cel efficacy in pediatric populations marks a transformative moment for inherited blood disorders treatment. As regulatory approvals advance and manufacturing capabilities expand, this CRISPR-based therapy could offer hope to thousands of children worldwide who currently depend on lifelong transfusion therapy. The challenge ahead lies in ensuring equitable access across diverse healthcare systems and populations most affected by these genetic conditions. Source: exa-cel in children with transfusion-dependent beta thalassemia or sickle cell disease.